such a beautiful Lord's Day to come and begin a new church year. A beautiful day, sunshine, no snow. We'd like to welcome our visitors with us this morning. If there are any visitors in our congregation, would they please raise their hand and keep them up until our ushers can find you, and we can start your new year off right, and ask too, by giving you a special welcome to South Norfolk Baptist Church. We do thank you so much for being with us this morning to worship and praise God on the beginning of a new year. I have several announcements we'd like to call your attention to begin our new year. Our Sunday School Council meeting, which was originally scheduled for this Wednesday evening, has been postponed until January the 12th. Sunday School Council, January the 12th at 6 p.m. Our Brotherhood meeting, which was originally scheduled for tomorrow night, has been changed to January the 10th. All men, the Brotherhood has been changed to January the 10th at 7:30 p.m. Our Sunday School Supper, it was postponed from last week, will be held this Wednesday, beginning at 6. If you'd like to sign up on my door, please sign up for our Sunday School Supper this Wednesday evening, beginning at 6 o'clock. We'd appreciate if you sign up today so that we can make plans for this meal. In 1976, we were pushing a great emphasis of reading your Bible through in 76. Now, all of those who have read their Bible through in 76, if they will put their name somewhere on my door, I will have a piece of paper there shortly, or give it to me, make sure I write it down. If you have read your Bible through this 1976, we're preparing a little promotion for that. If you'll give us your name, if you've read the Bible through in 76, we'll be happy to recognize you in our services and in our messenger in the coming weeks. And what better way to start the new year off than with January Bible study? Our January Bible study this year deals with the book of Romans. I don't think we could have a better book to start out the new year on and study as a church family. We'll begin our January Bible study tonight during the evening worship service at 7:30. Dr. W.L. Lumpkin will be leading our service and our studies this week on the book of Romans. So you'll want to make your plans now. Make a New Year's resolution today that you'll be here tonight, Monday night, Tuesday night, and Wednesday night to study with us the book of Romans in an exciting and dynamic way, which we believe will bring a new emphasis to our church this year. As we begin a new year, it's always fitting to give God the honor and praise. So let's stand and do it.
God, thou art able to make all things new. We pray that you would renew in us a newness that we have never known before. And may on this new Sunday, Lord's Day, in the new year, mean much to us as we gather for worship. May each individual here somehow be able to find that all the past has been abolished, and the claims and the resolves for that which is fresh and new in Jesus Christ our Lord may be laid hold of. In his name we ask it. Amen.
Hymn number 253, all four stanzas.
Thank you.
I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Psalm number 31. Psalm number 31, reading the 1st through the 16th verses. This is a psalm of David. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for my name's sake lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. And thus thou hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. Mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of mine iniquity, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance. They that did see me without fled from me. I am not forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make my face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let us now bow for meditation and prayer. For Lord our Father, you are telling us today, as you did yesterday, and will tell us tomorrow, as you are telling us today, that you have always loved us, and so have drawn us toward you simply out of your kindness. We ask that we might hear your voice today. Make us hear it properly, that we might believe you, and that we might be in a position to ask thy help, even for our unbelief. And our Father, deep in our hearts, we would like to obey you, but we know that there is the adversary that always leads to disobedience. We somehow pray today that you would remove these, that trust and joyful trust may come, and we may abandon somehow our sins and walk in the confidence that only God can give us. Help us, all of us, we pray, that are in this building this morning. All who have erred, all who are despondent, all who may be embittered, all who are despairing in this city and throughout the whole world, all who may be prisoners today in the institutions of our land, all who may be patients in hospitals or mental places, we pray thy blessings upon all those who have positions, responsibilities, authorities in politics, teachers, educators, young people. May each of these be entrusted into thy care. We pray that thy church today, wherever it's assembled, may be guarded and directed in the spread of the pure light of truth found in thy word. We pray that somehow this morning you would make us who are sad somehow to rejoice. Those who are discouraged to see some hope. Those who are perhaps angry to find the challenge of God's love. Those who are indifferent to find a cooperative spirit. We pray that in each of these realms, thou who art the hope of the old world and the old year will become the hope to care for us in the new year, 1977. We know that it will be true if we lift our hearts and if we let God lift our hearts. And we do pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom be honor yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. Amen.
Hymn number 103. All three stanzas as we stand and sing. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, bless the gifts of our hands, the devotion of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.